So we're looking today at the cost of being a disciple, which is a lovely subject for family service. So what we're going to do is we're going to interview these guys and find out what the cost is of being a disciple of Jesus. Is that okay? Oh, wow. Right, are we there? Is that okay?
Yeah!
Now we're talking. Okay, and while we ask these questions, think about what your answer might be as well. Is that right? Yeah, yeah. Ooh, maybe. Ooh. Not sure about that one, were you? Right. Question number one. Are you ready? Just about. Are you ready? I'm not. Right, here we go. Question one. What did you sleep in last night?
A bed.
A bed. We have a bed.
A bed.
Also a bed. Interesting. What did you sleep in last night?
Pajamas.
Ooh, trick answer. Didn't see that one coming. This is going to take a while. A bed. Everyone happy with a bed? Yes. Slept in a bed. Pretty normal, right? Yep. Anyone got a raise on a bed? Anyone sleep in a hammock? No. No sailors in the house. Cool. Question number two. What did you have for breakfast this morning?
I had bacon and eggs.
Bacon and eggs. I think that deserves a round of applause. Which might have some... You had it too. It might have something to do with the fact that I cooked it. Anyway, what did you have for breakfast this morning?
I had crisps.
Crisps? We might need to verify these answers with Mum and Dad. Let go of my leg. What did you have for breakfast this morning? Crisps as well. Okay. Okay, we're going down for some context. Here we go.
Eliza had a party yesterday and there were leftover crisps on the side that they decided to eat for breakfast, amongst other nutritious foods.
Round of applause for Mum. Okay, so you swipe the crisps. Anyone got any raises on crisps or eggs and bacon? No? Okay, pretty happy with them. You had eggs and bacon as well? You had cereal, fair enough. Does anyone think they had a better breakfast than either eggs or bacon or crisps this morning or cereal? No, we're pretty happy with that. You had cereal as well. Okay, here's the next question. Are you ready? Concentrate. This might be a tricky one. Where did you get your clothes from this morning? Oh dear. We'll pass.
My wardrobe.
In your wardrobe. Any raises on wardrobe? Same. From a wardrobe. Did you do anything between having breakfast and coming to church this morning? Did you brush your teeth? Yes. Did you brush your hair? Yes. Sort of. Okay. How did you get to church this morning? You walked. You scooted. Okay, so you've got a scooter. You flew. Okay. Here's the last question. This is one to pay attention to. If you were woken up tomorrow morning, right, by a knock at your front door, yeah, you open the door and Jesus is standing there, and he says, follow me. And that means that you've got to leave your house right then and there, whatever you're wearing, can't take anything with you, don't know if or when you'll come home. What would you say?
Okay.
Okay. Any raises on okay? Would you go?
Yes.
Would you go? Yes. Would anyone else go? Without thinking, straight away, drop of a hat. Yeah? You'd think. You'd go. So, the scripture that we've got this morning is from Matthew, and I'm going to read it now, and it's from when Jesus called the disciples first time. As he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who's called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, follow me, and I will make you fish for people. Immediately, they left their nets and followed him. As he went from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. in the boat with their father Zebedee mending their nets, and he called them. Immediately they left the boat and followed him. And then we jump to chapter 19 in Matthew. Then Peter said in reply, "Look, we've left everything and followed you. What then will we have?" Jesus said to them, "Truly I tell you, at the renewal of all things, when the Son of Man is seated on the throne in his glory, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has left houses, or brothers, or sisters, or father, or mother, or children, or fields for my name's sake will receive 100-fold and will inherit eternal life. Many who are first will be last, and the last will be first." So what does it cost to be a disciple of Jesus? If Jesus walked up to the front of church this morning, pointed you out and said, "Follow me," what would that cost? Do you think it will cost you any money? No? Tallulah thinks you might have to cough up. It wouldn't cost you any money. It's absolutely free. Do you think it would cost you anything else? In some ways, it would cost you nothing. And in other ways, it would cost you everything. Because when we choose to follow Jesus, we deny our earthly lives and choose to follow him completely. And there are days when sometimes it feels like we're giving everything to be Jesus' follower. It feels like he's walked up to our front door this morning, and all the nice food we've got, all the nice beds we sleep in, the clothes we have to wear, everything that we use every day could get left behind completely at the drop of a hat, and you just follow. Which is exactly what the disciples did. Bit of an extreme example, but when you're setting up a ministry in the Roman Empire, you've got to do something pretty drastic sometimes. Sometimes it feels like you're giving everything to be Jesus' follower. You might feel good about that. You might feel bad about that sometimes as well. And there are days when Jesus speaks to us and says, "Give up more." All the things that the girls listed off that they'd had or done this morning, a bed to sleep in, food to eat, clothes to wear, family and friends around them, being a disciple of Jesus could cost you all of that. All but one of the original 12 disciples lost their lives for being a follower of Jesus. The one who didn't lose his life ended up spending the rest of his life in prison. But every single one of them would turn around and say it was worth it. We're going to show a little clip. I don't know if anyone's watched the series The Chosen, which has been around for a little while now. This is from the latest season. And it's when Jesus is calling a disciple to him and explaining what it's going to cost and explaining the journey he's about to go on. And think for yourself as you watch this, what does it cost me day in, day out to be a disciple of Jesus?
Kingdom, eternal value.
What's the pay?
The pay?
Yes, the income, the daily rate, housing arrangements, what you have that all worked out?
There is no pay. At least not in the earthly sense. I'm a rabbi, and I'm asking you to follow me.
It was nice meeting you.
You'd be part of changing the world. Become part of a family, not of relatives, but of blood bonds, just the same. Spend your days with some of the most interesting, unfettered, funny, driven, brave, nurturing, smart, strong, passionate, fiery, loyal, loving, imperfect people to ever walk the earth. You will see. And do things you cannot imagine. You will be adored. Hated. Needed. Lost. And found. You will live everywhere. And nowhere. You will lose friends. You will lose all your friends. And your own life. You will go to the ends of the earth. And yet be part of the beginning of the greatest movement on earth. People will say you were a fool, and that I was a fool, and that it was all a lie. They'll call us heretics, and liars, and frauds. Others will celebrate and venerate your memory and call you a saint. None of that's the point. The point is that you will have said yes to the world's no. That you hoped against hope and believed against belief. That you surrendered everything and held fast to the very end.
It will cost you everything and nothing. So as we come into a time of prayer, let's ask ourselves what our individual everythings look like. What will it cost you today, this week, this month, this year, to follow Jesus? What is the cost of you being his disciple?
I was hoping that some of the children would come and help. So if you're able to help with prayers. Yeah, who's willing to help?
I'll help.
You'll help. There you are. I would like you to throw it just a little way and catch it, hopefully, and tell me what it says.
Each person here today.
And would you like to pray for each person here today?
Okay.
I can help you if you want.
Yes, please.
Okay. Father God, we thank you that we are all created in your image. We thank you for each other here, that we are all part of the family of God. We pray that you would guide and lead us, and we pray that you would help us to follow you. Amen. Thank you. You can sit down now. Do you want to go? That's it. What are we on? St. Mark's.
Our church.
Our church.
Would you like to pray? Father God, we thank you for our church. We pray for all the different things that happen here. We pray for the toddlers restarting. We pray for the building project, for debt advice, and for all our children's group, for Tracy, our new children's worker, and we pray you would guide and lead us. Amen.